Come on to my house, to my house. I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, to my house. I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guest is Lena Caro. Lena is from Violet Green Winery. Now, you and Don Wattenberger have been partners for many years now, and you decided to get into the wine business. How did that occur?
Well, we both have been wine lovers most of our lives, and my parents are from Italy. And we made our own wine, bread and sausage. And I can even remember drinking wine since I was 5 years old, just little bits. And Don's uncle was a wine collector and taught Don a lot about wine. And he became inspired to be a scholar. He's literally a scholar of wine, in my opinion. Anyway, Don befriended Les Behrens, who started Folie Douce Restaurant with his wife, Lisa Drinkward. In the early 90s in Arcata, they had Behrens and Hitchcock Winery, which was one of the first five wineries I knew of in this area. And Don helped Les. Behrens and Hitchcock became fairly famous and received rave reviews for their wines. And they ended up moving to the Napa Valley. So it's a long story. But on one of our idyllic visits to the Napa Valley, visiting them, Les turned to us one day and said, "You know, you two really should start a winery." So, and that was the beginning of Violet Green Winery in 2002, and we took the plunge, and today we're celebrating our 11th year at the winery.
Nice. Now, tell me about the name Violet Green.
Violet Green is the name of a swallow, no pun intended. We just love birds. We are big nature, outdoors people, love birds, and the winery was named to honor the Violet Green swallow's annual spring migration here to Humboldt County. As a symbol of nature's promise of renewal. We just love that bird. It returns to our forest, and when it does, we know that spring has come. We also thought the name also evoked images of the vineyard when it's in veraison, which is when the grapes go from green to purple. So hence, violet green seemed right.
And I just love that combination of purple and green. Yeah. Now, who designed the artwork for your bottles?
Well, M. Wayne Knight did everything to design those bottles. First of all, I'll tell you, he was an art professor at Humboldt State University. He drew a pen and ink drawing of the bird. He designed the label, and he followed it through with us all the way to the printing process. Wayne knew everything. And he also did a second label for us for our smaller batches we just have released called Cativa. So Wayne is a very special person to us.
Yeah, nice to be able to continue on his memory on the label.
Yes, very special person, and we were very lucky to know Wayne.
Now, how did you start? Did you start with some small batches, or did you just go on right on up to having a full-scale winery? I mean, it's a micro winery, but a full-scale winery.
Yes, that's a perfect term, and that's what we're called, especially outside of the area, a micro winery. Well, and what that means is that we pretty much, on average, make 500 cases a year on our bigger years. And so our first year, we were, I think, at 180 cases. We made a Bordeaux blend that ended up being qualified as a Merlot. And so the way the blends work is if it's 75% of one varietal, interestingly enough, then you can call it that varietal. So something that you buy as a Merlot could very well have other things in it, and often does. So we had some Cabernet Sauvignon, Cabernet Franc, and when we made that Cabernet Franc to blend in, we just were just blown away by the Cabernet Franc in the vineyard. And so we thought, we're going to make a Cabernet Franc next year. So we did start out with 180 cases just the first year, though, and neither of us had ever really made wine outside of the profession. We just went right in and did it.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's so brave.
Yeah.
Now, where do you source your grapes?
Well, we love the grapes at Alder Springs Vineyard, enough to have made seven vintages from Alder Springs. They're located in Laytonville. If you're driving down Highway 101 and you look to the west, right around Boomers and Branscombe Road, up on the ridge, you'll see a vineyard. You just can't blink because it's Laytonville, but believe it or not, there's a world-class vineyard there. It's owned by Stuart Bewley, and he just spares no expense to grow these really great grapes. And so he drops a lot of fruit, and that concentrates some of the flavors. So we really enjoy that vineyard. And then we've also recently branched out to a couple others, one in Lake County called Quercus Ranch. Our current release is 2010, and that's from Quercus Ranch. And then in Barrel, last year we branched out to Napa Valley. And the reason we did that was not just to be curious, but because climate change or climate shift is happening right now, and we can't really always count on those northern mountain vineyards. And we love the fruit in those vineyards because, you know, the combination of the warm days and the cool nights in Laytonville and the mountain and the poor soils, not poor, but, you know, soils where a grapevine has to suffer, that's the kind of fruit we're looking for. But sometimes it doesn't always get fully ripe. And that's why we keep our options open and have done a few others. So,
okay. Have you ever intentionally or unintentionally made vinegar? I'm always curious about this. I've tried to, you know, brew up a little vinegar at home, and I have some going right now, and I'm hoping for the best. But has that ever happened to you?
No, it hasn't. I'd be curious about making vinegar, but not in the around the winery.
Yeah, really, don't get it anywhere near the winery.
we're very, you know, we're pretty religious about taking care of our little babies. So we top every 2 weeks. You know, being small, we can handle that.
So what does that mean to top?
To top means that the evaporated wine is replaced.
And I've heard that term is called the angel's share.
Oh, well.
That it's going to the angels.
How interesting. Well, they must be kind of drunk by now.
I think.
No, it's you would be surprised at how much evaporates.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, by topping, you're minimizing oxidation. And oxidation is what it takes to create vinegar.
Okay. So you just got to stay on top of it and make sure you take good care of your wine.
Absolutely.
Right. And how many people work at the winery that you have?
Well, Don and I make two. So that's it. We have friends who come and help us when we need a big crew with grapes or bottling. And then we try to, you know, make it into a fun time. But we are the two people who, I always joke when people say, well, what do you do at the winery? Well, let's see. I make the wine. I am the truck driver. I'm the barrel washer. So, and the salesperson and the PR person.
Really? You know? So other duties as assigned.
Right. And as far as the division of labor goes, Don and I pretty much honestly split up as much as we can. Right down the middle. There are certain things that, you know, each of us prefers to do a little bit more than the other, but we try to keep it fair. And I think that's worked for our relationship as well as our business. And so, you know, Don's 6'3" and I'm 4'11".
So some things are naturally divided.
Yeah, some things. I mean, he does more of the barrel hustling, but I can do it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so we both try to pull our weight.
Okay.
So,
now, where could people buy your wines locally?
Well, locally, they can buy them at, you know, any of the grocery stores that aren't chains. So that would be, you know, locally owned. The Co-op, Wildberries. It's on our website at violetgreenwinery.com. They're at Murphy's, John's Cigars, Myrtletown Liquors. I'm afraid, you know, on the radio, I might forget
people.
Yeah,
you don't want to forget anybody.
They're at a lot of really nice restaurants who do something great for us. They share our wine with their diners in a very nice setting. So those wines are at Larapin and Foley Deuce, Abruzzi. They're on our website.
Yeah, nice restaurants.
Yeah.
Well, this has been wonderful talking about Violet Green Wine. This is Jennifer Bell, and I've been speaking with Lena Caro. Thank you so much, Lena.
Thank you.
Grapes and the cakes, hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden, and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.